Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Times thinks we need more protesters. Ladies and gentlemen, where are you protesters? Anyway, they were at the million barrels celebration up in Tioga. Remember the million barrels, million thanks event that was put on, a recognition of North Dakota crossing the threshold of 1 million barrels of oil? And they reported on a story today in the New York Times about this, and they say the event was devoid of any protesters. I guess they're trying to recruit some protesters to come to North Dakota. Have you read the New York Times stories? I did two over the weekend that basically could be Democratic talking points in North Dakota. And obviously, the Democrats have been calling in chips with the New York Times. Come on in, and we'll tell you all about this horrible oil and gas story in North Dakota. All these terrible things that are happening out here. We'll give you a firsthand view. We'll tour you around the state. I'm guessing they hoped for this a few weeks earlier to try and use it as some sort of 11th hour election, see how bad this is. This is exactly what I was talking about a couple of days after the election when I said North Dakota Democrats need a new narrative. This idea that things are bad in North Dakota, that we need more protesters. There's a lot of really offensive things in here, and I don't know whether to ignore it, whether to go through it piece by piece and get your reaction to it, what you know. I mean, the New York Times, in all honesty, doesn't really matter in the real world to what goes on every day in North Dakota. It doesn't. Where it does matter is it's a very influential news organization among the liberal elite. So it helps to write a narrative with a group of folks, but I mean, this train's left the station, for lack of a better term. I don't know, you know, maybe it'll attract some more protesters, which they're hoping to get, I guess. But basically, every Democratic talking point that has been rolled out, everything they've basically been saying all along that, you know, well, this is bad, 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 bad. Rather than address the challenges, which clearly there are, you can't have this level of production. You can't have this level of economic growth. You can't have this level of just a humming economic environment and not have some challenges. More roads, more schools, more workforce. We need it all. And rather than say, all right, let's roll up our sleeves and figure out how we can do this better, how we can meet the challenges, this is doom and gloom. This is, the sky is falling. It's horrible. I mean, in a nutshell, if you haven't read it, I'll just tell you this. It's the New York Times' way of saying, something is really going on in North Dakota that's pretty extraordinary. And they need some more government. It's basically what it is. They need more government, more regulation, more, you know, they need more big government. And nobody stops to think, wait a minute, maybe this is why we're working better than the other 49 states in the story. That's for you and I to do. So as I say, I could unpack this point by point. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here next hour. He is quoted in the story. Give him a chance to talk about this. In some ways, these are dangerous pieces because they rile folks up when really there's no there. We've seen this before. I think the flaring issue is a prime example. New York Times comes out, sky's falling on flaring, and all of a sudden you even have elected leaders here getting rattled by it. My take is it's drivel. It's absolute drivel. It's an obvious agenda that the New York Times has, which is very much in concert with Democrats. And when Democrats are as obscure in influence as Democrats in North Dakota are, you know, you don't have a lot of arrows in the quiver. So I guess to suggest it's bad and horrible and regurgitate a bunch of talking points they've used in campaigns that haven't worked is all they have. Rather sad, without question. But if you've read it and have reaction to it, great. If you have some advice for this program on how we should deal with it, I mean, do you go line by line and address this stuff, or is that just playing their game, giving them more attention than they want, or what? It's two mega stories in the New York Times about North Dakota, specifically, and by the way, dripping with all kinds of, you know, we're a bunch of idiots because we haven't figured this out. Where was the one? There was a one line in a caption to a photo that really set me off. I highlighted it here, but I highlighted so many things, I don't know that I have it. But something to the effect of North Dakota, a once struggling agriculture state, now has found itself with oil, as though, you know, pre-oil and gas development, or pre this most recent boom, we were just a nothing agriculture state, which belies the facts as well. North Dakota's economy doing pretty good, bucking the trend of the national ebbs and flows over decades. So I don't know. You tell me what direction you want to go with it. That's why we call this program What's on Your Mind. If you've read it, what do you think of it? What's on your mind, if there's anything left of it after reading the New York Times? Anyway, how you doing, folks? This is What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Heron. I'm here solo today without my partner, Todd Mitchell, who's off today taking care of his lovely bride. And keep her in your prayers. She's got a couple of medical issues they're dealing with, so certainly want to keep Carrie right there in your prayers. And in the meantime, we have a couple of guests. Jim Casper will be here. Jim is a Republican House member in North Dakota. And just as promised, Al Carlson on this program, the House Majority Leader, told us he thought that Common Core would be one of the hot issues of the upcoming legislative session. And Representative Casper has introduced some legislation to do away with the Common Core standards. Your reaction to that, your calls for him coming up at the bottom of this hour. As I mentioned, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us next hour to talk about this New York Times story and a few other issues as well. So I have at it. One other story caught my attention over the weekend. Some Democratic lawmakers and the North Dakota Secretary of State's office are drafting some bills to tweak the state's voter ID law. We did tell you a little bit about some concerns that happened on Election Day related to basically the DMV not updating their database, and so that's caused for a bit of a change. Isn't quite to the extent that, again, that some critics of voter ID would like, but that's one of the stories we're covering today as well. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your comments. Here's our Facebook question. The New York Times came out with two pieces over the weekend, critical of the North Dakota oil boom, saying there's a downside of crime, pollution, and lax oversight. Second piece said politics affected the state's oversight over the boom. My question for our audience, how should we respond to these stories? Do you ignore it? Do you dispute? Do you yawn? Does it matter? Here's some of your answers. Ignore. And their escort was seriously biased, too. Who cares what they write about? I could care less. The escort they're talking about, and by the way, they've pushed back against that. But Rob Portman, the Sanding blog, opining on these stories over the weekend, said that he had a source that said Alan Chafee, who was, of course, a Democratic candidate in North Dakota, was the escort for the New York Times. The New York Times said they met with Ms. Chafee twice. She's quoted in the second story, but she wasn't the escort. But obviously, this, by the way, is what the Democrats do very well. They've got big surprise here, reporters, especially places like the New York Times, that they're friends with. So they say, hey, you come on here. We're going to give you a story. You can't believe what's happening on here. There's a story that's not being told. This is really just the Democrats and big media working in concert is all that is. That should surprise no one. Because if they can't convince you at the ballot box, then they think if the New York Times comes in, they'll maybe be able to convince you that way. Dan says, if those who live in New York disagree with North Dakota and how we do things, my recommendation is that they remain in North Dakota and New York. See a musical. Have a cocktail. Stay out of our business, says Dan. Rodney says, companies should be held accountable for negligence. Not just an aw shucks, guys, you better not let that happen again. I don't think the state has to give an inch on fines or cleanup fees. Heck, I bet farmers' fuel tanks in their own yards are more heavily regulated. Well, that's a really naive statement, but we can talk about that when we come back. Scott and Phil are waiting to weigh in, too. 800-228-0550. Give us a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and national energy security. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council next hour to take your calls, questions, and comments. One other news note I have not passed along, but a national story. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has been asked to resign by President Obama. And evidently that happened last Friday after a series of meetings. And officials describing Mr. Obama's decision to remove Hagel as a recognition that the threat from the Islamic State would require a different kind of skills than those that Mr. Hagel was brought on to employ. Chuck Hagel didn't call ISIS junior varsity. I think the president could use a little some time in the mirror if he's concerned about policies related to ISIS. Gosh. Anyway, that's the other big story today. Scott on the road on what's
hey,
on your
Scott,
mind.
Tell how you, hey, Scott, how you doing? Sorry about your partner. Keep his wife in the prayers. I just moved up here about 2 months ago, and what's going on up here is just absolutely just it's awesome. I mean, there's people from all over the world up here getting good jobs. You know, it's not the government did it. It's just nothing but private enterprise. And I tell you, this government, these Democrats and these liberals, including the Republicans, would love to shut this down up here. They'll use whatever they can, any argument, they'll lie, cheat, steal, do whatever to shut this down up here. I'm from Northern California. I grew up in Northern California. I'm a country boy from Northern California. And I saw what they did to the logging industry up there. And it was terrible. I mean, they turned a place that was prosperous and the unemployment of 40%. And they're going to do that up here if they can. They'd love to. And you can't stop fighting them because they don't give up. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going on. I think it's, Democrats recruiting big media to the state to try and stir up a hornet's nest and ultimately slow things down and derail this. And, you know, it's an unholy alliance that I think we ought to be aware of without question. And the first part of the story was very critical of how regulation works in North Dakota, in that regulators work with industry to very quickly identify problems, report problems, and then fix them. Well, that's a good system. And it has obviously worked. Now, you can crunch numbers and say, oh, look at this spill here or that spill there or whatever. I mean, every spill in North Dakota literally is reported down to, very small amounts. But you have to put that in context with everything. The perspective is missing from a lot of the Times reporting into saying how much is coming out of the ground every day. How much activity is happening? I mean, if you could put a drone over the state and see all this working to the extent of a million plus barrels a day and say, okay, how much of that happens without incident? And where there is incident, here's what we're doing to fix it. Hard to argue with the fact that it's working. But they will. They will. They need to, I guess. Phil and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on the article. Go ahead, Phil, you're up. What's on your mind?
All right. You might remember I called you a couple weeks ago. I'd recently moved from the East Coast, where I spent most of my life, and I told you that the elites out there, they don't like North Dakota and North Dakotans. They don't respect North Dakota and North Dakotans. And, you know, there's no turning the cheek with these people. North Dakota nice does not work with this. They've taken over what we used to be called rock ribbed conservative states, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, even Colorado, and you see what they've done there. So when this stuff comes out, you cannot just ignore it. And you really have to get back in the face of the people who are perpetrating this and confront them. And, you know, the nice ain't going to get it. And that's really all I got to say. I've seen it go bad elsewhere, and you don't want that to happen here.
Your point is, if you just yawn and ignore it and blow it off as being the New York Times and a bunch of critics, they'll keep at it. You need to punch back.
That's really it. And when you have like a stealth operative, whatever in legislature, spouting stuff like that, get in their face. I'm waiting to see wouldn't be nice to name a name to the recently elected, but to see what kind of nonsense is going to come forth from my new state senator, and just not let her run with it and say, what, you know, you got to like push back. You have to push back. Because if you don't push back, you're going to get rolled over.
You know, what's interesting is that this way of thinking, that this is, you know, a bad thing, what's happening in North Dakota, there's not enough regulation. It is the Democratic mantra. It was on the ballot, right? I mean, it's Ryan Taylor's campaign. And it was soundly defeated. So I think North Dakotans get that. I do think the dangerous thing is here is that, you know, this is an end around. This is a this is the Democrats using allies in the big media stir up a hornet's nest. And then sort of
federal regulation, because obviously the election results show that these poor people don't know what they're doing. So we're going to need more EPA and more Department of Agriculture and more Department of Energy to show them what they have to do. And we're going to have to import some Somalis or some Syrians or some whatever, or some Ebola patients to make sure we have more diversity, because obviously what's going on here isn't good enough. And that's their whole sense. And It's just a mess. You can't give them an inch. And that's sad. It's sad to say that in this day and age, you can't turn the other cheek and follow the directives from above. But sometimes you can't turn the other cheek and follow the directives from above.
Appreciate the call, Phil. Thanks. Adam on our Facebook page says, I'm a health, safety, and environmental coordinator in the oil field. Some argue too much oversight. Some may argue too much oversight. Long story short, the oil companies out here care about health, safety, and the environment. I sure get tired of this agenda by Democrats and liberals that never set foot, let alone worked, in an oil field. Yeah. Jim says, prob-to-level stuff. No kidding. Painful to read. Every whining yahoo with a complaint interviewed. And the crappy local North Dakota Democrats ran the whole scam. Hanging around Hike Camp's neck. All right, Dustin and Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I have a little bit of a change of gears, I want to point something out that I think is just kind of sad. I mean, I claim to be, you know, conservative / libertarian, so, you know, I really don't have too much faith in the Republican Party. But it's sad when Democrats have more conviction and testicular fortitude to do what they feel needs to be done in order to, you know, best serve, whether it's their interests or whether they really believe that it's best for the people.
You're saying just come out there with what you. I'll let you finish your comment on the other side of the break, Dustin, if you don't mind hanging on here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 8.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can do is just tell the New York Times, if you irritate us anymore, we'll buy you out and change the name to the North Dakota Times. But on the other hand, North Dakota, we don't like losing money. I agree with you. Just ignore it. Talk to you later.
All right. There's one school of thought. Another is to punch back. So we'll continue to follow this. Dustin in Williston, you're rest of your comment, I want to give you a chance to kind of finish. Sounded to me like what you were saying is that the Democrats need to own this. Is that what you're saying, Dustin? Go ahead, Dustin.
Not exactly. I'm saying that it's the only, it seems like the only people in politics right now that are willing to do what it takes. And I say what it takes, but I don't necessarily mean that the ends justify the means type, but they play hardball. They assert themselves. And, you know, one thing Democrats have always been really good at is organizing. And that's one thing we need to capitalize on is we're like Boehner out there saying, you know, impeach, we're not going to impeach the president or we're not going to shut down the government. These are stuff that was written into the Constitution for a reason. You can't complain and moan about how Obama's, you know, not doing this and he's not following these rules if you're not going to do what it takes that you have the legal right to do and just stand by and let him do it. And I mean, because all they're doing is barking. They've got no bite.
All right, Dustin, appreciate that call. Thanks a bunch. A lot of different opinions on this. Rather interesting. Thanks for the calls. 800-228-0550. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council. More on the New York Times story and some other things in the news coming up next hour. Right now, a real live state legislator. Member of the North Dakota House, Jim Casper, is here. Republican. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Scott. Thank you.
Al Carlson told us, this summer, I think, that he anticipated that Common Core was going to be kind of the surprise hot issue of the upcoming legislative session. And I take it you agree because you've got some legislation already drafted.
Well, I have a first draft of a bill, which is really in infancy form, has a lot of amendments that need to be added to it before we get to the session. But there's an uprising across the state of North Dakota by moms, dads, teachers, administrators, and legislators that Common Core is not what we need in North Dakota. So my bill is pretty simple. One, we get out of Common Core. And two, North Dakota establishes our own standards, which will be way superior to what Common Core is and where it's going. And North Dakota will control our education system, not the federal government.
Who will oppose that argument?
It's interesting. I say those who oppose it really haven't read what it's all about and dug into it like a lot of us have. But the chamber, the North Dakota Chamber, is for Common Core. A lot of the educators who have gone through some of the training are for Common Core. But most of the people that I talk to are not. And there's a movement, Scott, not only statewide but nationwide for states to withdraw from Common Core and establish their own standards and their own assessments.
Why would an educator want something that would be bad for educating students? Why is the education community so firmly entrenched in this, in your view?
I think one is fear. I've had a contact from a number of teachers who sent emails and said, this is terrible. The kids aren't learning the way they should. The way we're being told to taught, to teach, is not the way we used to do it. But they are fearful to speak up because it's in the system. We signed on to Common Core in the Smarter Balance Assessments Consortium, Scott, in June of 2010 when Governor Hoeven and Superintendent Sandsted signed a Memorandum of Understanding. So we're in Common Core. And when you look at the Memorandum of Understanding, and I can email a copy to you, 17 pages, it's very specific in there that we will abide by what the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium sets up for tests, for standards, and so on. We can have a 15% deviation, but that's not much.
My assessment of this is that the idea of standards are a good thing, and that you know that it's a well-intentioned effort to have a benchmark that says, no, let's raise the bar for educating kids in America. But by doing this, you allow the crazies, for lack of a better term, people that want to influence the education system, who want to, you know, throw out any mention of the founding fathers or some of these crazy things, you allow them an on-ramp. And that while it isn't necessarily the framework of the standards that's bad, it allows a lot of influence from a lot of outside groups that really requires local educators to play whack-a-mole. What about that assessment?
Well, you're right on there, Scott. The Constitution of the United States makes it very clear that the federal government is and should not and cannot be involved in education. That's left to the states. Common Core is a federal takeover of the education standards, of the education curriculum, of the education testing system. It's one size fits all. All 50 states will abide. All 50 states will be doing relatively the same thing. The chamber is sort of on board because they're looking for an educated, trained workforce. And we all want our kids to come out of school educated and trained. The battle is, should North Dakota educators, North Dakota citizens, North Dakota moms and dads, North Dakota legislators decide what our standards will be, or are we going to acquiesce to what Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium is going to tell us what we have to do and how we do it?
One of the things they've been very careful about to say is this was a state-based system, right? I mean, they went to great pains to say it's not federal, it's not one-size-fits-all, and actually started with the National Governors Association. But all of that was sort of a political ruse, wasn't it?
Well, sure. The National Governors Association is sort of a political entity. We really don't know how they'd make decisions in the National Governors Association. So the fact of the matter is, when you read the Memorandum of Understanding, which we signed on, it says you will implement the standards that we put in place. And you know, Scott, they control the testing. They're developing new tests. And so when the tests are there, you have to use their tests. Not North Dakota tests, not North Dakota measurement of standards, their tests. So when you use their tests in order to pass the ACT or the SAT, because they're going to dumb down that system too, this is a dumbing down of the education system. This is not an elevation of it.
What would be the motivation in dumbing down American education?
For the life of me, I can't understand. I don't know why. It's a liberal group of folks that are really behind the scenes. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have put in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Follow the money.
But Bill Gates wouldn't want U.S. kids to be less educated than our peers around the world, would he?
You would think not, but the result is where we're heading. When you don't teach the truth, you end up dumbing down. When you bring in new mathematics standards and new mathematics methods that make no sense whatsoever, math is a science, and it's an absolute. 2 + 2 does equal 4. 2 + 2 doesn't maybe equal 4 sometimes if you look at it in this way or that way. So I've spent time with Professor Jim Milgram, who is a mathematician at Stanford University. who was on the original consortium that was developing the Common Core, along with Dr. Sandra Stotsky, who's a PhD in literature and education and English. And they both withdrew from the group that was putting the standards together and said, this is nonsense. And they now speak all across the country. I, in fact, just talked to Sandra Stotsky last night. She and Professor Milgram were traveling all over California for the last 2.5 weeks, putting on seminars in all the major cities there about the truth about Common Core. The people of our state and our nation are waking up. They're saying, we don't need it. We need our standards that our state wants, not what the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium wants.
Jim Casper is with us, the state legislator, Republican from Fargo. If you have a question or comment for him, the telephone number is 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments today. Talking Common Core and legislation that will be introduced in the upcoming legislative session. Carl in Ellendale. Question or comment, Carl?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Really have a deep concern about the firing of Chuck Hagel. It's in light of it was reported on Fox News, and I'm a 25-year-plus military person, but retired. But in light of the risk that is necessary to activate our nuclear weapons, and the fact that Iran is going to be allowed to get nuclear weapons, and now they have fired Chuck Hagel. The Senate is out of session. Can the president and will the president appoint someone now to be the head of Secretary of Defense that has for lack of better terms, a leaning towards Islam, a favoritism towards Islam and Iran as a Secretary of Defense?
Well, there'll be a new Senate that'll have something to say about who the president selects as Secretary of Defense, so that's one thing. They're claiming he wasn't fired, by the way. They're claiming this was a mutual decision, but that he did ask him to step down, saying it was the wrong time. Thanks for the call, Carl. We're trying to stick to the discussion about Common Core right now, since we have a guest here in Jim Casper. Questions or comments on Common Core, welcome. And after the top of the hour, we'll chat with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and maybe get some open phone time on before 10 o'clock for this or any other topics on your mind today. 800-228-0550. All right, some other calls coming in here. Let me get to Larry in Fargo. Go ahead, Larry.
Yes, my name is Larry Mayer. I'm an engineer in town. Regarding Common Core, Jim, as you're looking at putting legislation through in regard to that, could we add in proper education on the Constitution and what logic is? It seems that these kind of programs keep coming up every so many years from the federal government or from bureaucrats because we don't understand our constitutional rights and we don't know how to speak about them. And so we get this mission creep from the liberal side.
Well, that's a very good point, Larry. I just held up my Constitution to Scott here across the table. I carry the Constitution with me almost all the time, and you're absolutely right. We need to go back to the truth about the founding of our country, the Constitution, what it means, what it says, what it doesn't say. So I would suspect that the group that would be put together in the bill would have the opportunity to put a lot of emphasis on the Constitution and our founding.
Thanks for the call, Larry. Others waiting to weigh in here. We'll continue our conversation with Jim Casper on his legislation. We'll be introducing the upcoming session on Common Core after the break. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
And we are back on What's on Your Mind. Jim Casper's here, state representative. He'll be shepherding legislation regarding removing North Dakota from the Common Core and national standards in the upcoming legislative session. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. And John in Fargo is next with a comment or a question. Go ahead, John.
Representative, I want to thank you for bringing sunlight to the common core. I have not been able to understand the argument, but you brought truth today, so I appreciate it very much. But explain the truth. Common Core tells you that 2 + 2 is not 4 or not necessarily 4. Now, where can I pick up that kind of knowledge that explains Common Core says 2 + 2 is not 4, which is what you stated about 10 minutes ago. So where'd you get that tidbit? Because that is very helpful to me to know that Common Core teaches 2 + 2 is not necessarily 4. Where did you...
Well, John, in my visits with Professor Milgram from Stanford University, with parents around North Dakota, where kids come home, third graders, fifth graders, and sit down with simple math problems. And, you know, when my wife and I raised our kids, we could help with math because, you know, math is an absolute. But these parents are frustrated and say, you know, I can't help them. I don't understand what it is. I don't understand how they're teaching it. It's all fuzzy, abstract stuff. Professor Milgram, that's the reason he refused to sign on. Professor Milgram is considered the number two mathematician in the United States. He actually is from Minnesota and says, you know, this math method of teaching is terrible. It was tried in Europe for 20-some years and failed miserably. And that's one of the main reasons that that we need to get out of it and to establish our own standards. Go back to, you know, our basic algebra, our math, our trigonometry, our geometry, and things like that that makes sense, and we can teach our kids in a method that is truthful.
All right. Pam and Fargo for Representative Casper. Go ahead. You're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Representative Casper, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much on behalf of the students, parents, teachers of North Dakota who had no say in whether they wanted Common Core in the state of North Dakota. And I just want to read something quickly. I'm reading from the Washington Post. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation didn't just bankroll the development of what became known as Common Core state standards. With more than $200 million, the foundation built political support across the country, persuading state governments to make systemic and costly changes. Now, my question, I've been researching Common Core for 4 years. I read the New York Times every day, and the New York Times has done a great job of educating the public about the pitfalls of the corporate and federal takeover of state education systems. Imagine that, the liberal New York Times. But in North Dakota, where we value state control, my question is, why has Kirsten Baser at DPI and Governor Dalrymple, why have they dug in their heels and allowed the usurpation of our extraordinary educational system to be jobbed out and outsourced to all of these outside agencies? I don't get it. So thank you, Jim Casper. You're bringing sunlight to this, but I can't figure out why our so-called good Republicans in the state have done this. Can you shed some light on that?
Well, Pam, I wish I could, because everything you say is pointing out the problems with Common Core. We had a meeting in Bismarck August 25th. Wherein about 12 or 14 legislators attended, along with Lieutenant Governor Wrigley. Kirsten Baser came in with an entourage of about 12 people. And then we had, by internet, Dr. Stotsky, Dr. Milgram, and Jane Robbins, a Harvard-educated attorney, all three who are deeply knowledgeable about Common Core. And we had about a two-hour session. And at the end of the session, Senator Wardner and Representative Carlson, our majority leaders of the House and the Senate, made a statement which I thought was profound, but truthful. They said, you know, based upon what we've learned today, we see no reason whatsoever why North Dakota needs the federal government to tell us how to develop our own standards. North Dakota can develop our own standards way better. We don't need the federal government involvement. All the legislators that attended that session felt the same way. So we need to educate Governor Dalrymple maybe a little bit more about the truth behind the scenes. I know he's open to visiting. He's a fair, reasonable person. So I think we just need to keep the pressure on Governor Dalrymple that the people of our state want out of Common Core.
Jim, thanks for dropping by. Give us a little preview of the session, and we'll follow this closely as you get cranked up.
Thank you, sir.
Jim Casper represents Republicans, and is a Republican, rather, representing what district again, Jim?
46.
46 in what's that?
Your district.
That's right. I should know that, shouldn't I? Exactly right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. By the way, you can check them out right now at highplainsapache.com. Go to their website. Some new and used sprayers there. Of course, most folks know High Plains Apache is the Apache sprayer dealer here in the High Plains. But you know what else? They also are your one-stop shop for sprayers of, especially sprayer parts of any kind, any brand. They have the new AT Ag Center now that has 50,000 parts, not only for Apache sprayers, other sprayers, the most in the application industry. Check them out at highplainsapache.com. Stop and see them in Mandan or Frontier, which is just south of Fargo as well. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. News break and then back with more of What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.